The House please come to order. We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Senate enrolled act number 27 being original, Senate file 72, an act relating to the Wyoming retirement system being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled act number 27 being original, Senate file number 72. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 28, being original, Senate File 57, an act relating to consumer protection, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 28, being original, Senate File Number 57. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 29, being original, Senate File 27, an act relating to administration of government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 29 being original, Senate File Number 27. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 30 being original, Senate File 34, an act relating to insurance coverage, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 30 being original, Senate File Number 34. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 31, being original, Senate File 52, an act relating to fire safety and prevention, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 31, being original, Senate File Number 52. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 32, being original, Senate File 56, an act relating to fuel taxes, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 32, being original, Senate File Number 56. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 33, being original, Senate File 68, an act relating to peace officers, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 33, being original, Senate File Number 68. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 34, being original, Senate File Number 69, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 34, being original, Senate File Number 69. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 35, being original, Senate File 15, an act relating to involuntary commitments and emergency detentions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 35, being original, Senate File Number 15. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 36, being original, Senate File 74, an act relating to subdivisions, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 36, being original, Senate File Number 74. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 37, being original, Senate File 78, an act relating to game and fish, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 37, being original, Senate File Number 78. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being original, Senate File 66, an act relating to industrial siting, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being original, Senate File Number 66. I have so signed.
Enrolled Act Number 39, being original, Senate File Number 45, an act relating to school buses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, being original, Senate File Number 45. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, being original, Senate File 59, an act relating to workers' compensation, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, being original, Senate File Number 59. I have so signed. Messages from the Senate.
Message 270, Mr. Speaker. The Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 40, Establishment of Highways, Eyes 26, Nose 4, signed Diana Williams and Senate Chief Clerk. Message 271, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on the bills list below by the vote indicated. Senate File 61, Health Insurance Reform, Eyes 30, Nose 0, signed Diana Williams and Senate Chief Clerk. Message 272, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills list below by the vote indicated. Senate File 48, Licensure of Midwives, Ayes 26, Noes 4, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 273, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills list below by the vote indicated. Senate File 42, School Finance Student Enrichment Instruction, Ayes 23, Noes 7, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 274, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 22, State Active Duty Medical Expense Reimbursement. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, Ayes 0, Noes 30. The Senate requests that the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 275, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 on House amendments to Senate File 22. The Senate conferees are Senator Von Flattern, Chairman, Senator Dockstetter, Senator Escobel, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 276, Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated, Senate File 20, Text-Based Communications Prohibited While Driving, Ayes 23 and 07, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 277, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 25, Liens, the Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated, Ayes 0, Noes 30. The Senate requests a House appointed conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final passage, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 278, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 25. The Senate conferees are Senator Ross, Chairman, Senator Scott, Senator Elliott, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 279, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 72. The Senate conferees are Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senator Anderson, Senator Martin, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 280, Mr. Speaker, the President did appoint Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 83. The Senate conferees are Senator Jennings, Chairman, Senator Scott, Senator Escobel, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 281, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to House Bill 18. The Senate conferees are Senator Burns, Chairman, Senator Sessions, Senator Landon, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 75, School District Health Insurance. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, Ayes 26, Noes 4, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Conference Committee on Senate File 25, Liens. Chair is Lubnow, Peasley, and Throne. Lubnow, Peasley, Throne, Senate File 25. Senate File 22, Stubson, Chair, Peterson, and Kimball. Stubson, Chair, Peterson, and Kimball, Senate File 22. We're at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 75. Okay. Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 to Senate File 75 and and ask that the members would adopt the report. Mr. Speaker, in the original bill, it said $1.5 million for 15 positions as necessary, and this is out of the insurance's internal service fund. Well, we wanted to talk a little more about that. The Senate had that. The House took it out. And now the new language is, for the purposes of this act, if these positions are necessary to administer this act, and the positions are authorized and to be filled by the governor. So we have some oversight, and we trust they're going to do the right thing. It's if we have several school districts join, they're going to need one or two people to help administer the state program. So we've got a little more oversight is what our Joint Appropriations Committee wanted, and so I think it's really some good language, and I'd urge your consideration. Stand for any questions.
Representative Harshman, this apparently has not been distributed to the floor. Or do you have it? Okay, you do have it. Is there anyone else for their first time then? Second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate File 75. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Flickery, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate File 75. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 18. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Committee Report for House Bill 18, Aquatic Invasive Species, with a reference for Senate Message Number 241, if you guys bothered keeping it or looking at it. Anyway, committee made just a minor change. It looks difficult when you look at the piece of paper, but let me go through it. Basically, what we did, we adopt the original 241 report. We delete that amendment Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 for in the Senate for House Bill 18. Then we further amend the engrossed copy. Now, the page 1, line 9 is the same as that message 241. Page 3, line 9 is the same. And page 3, after line 9, is a change. We insert and basically define water sport toy. It was used in the original message 241, and it says water sport toy means a sailboard, float tube, kite board, or any aid to swimming or fishing that is not primarily used for navigation. And that's a slight change from what is in the commission rules and regulation, but it fits better in this particular bill. And then on page 8, line 16, what we basically did is take water sport toy and kept the original which was personal flotation device. So it's personal flotation device or water sport toys. And then page 8, line 18 is the same. And then page 11, line 20 is a technical correction that it actually had section twice. We took that out, and the second part is this act rather than this section. And then, of course, page 12 after line 10 for section 6 is the same, and then, of course, also insert and renumber. And I'd be happy to answer any questions unless we call for the question.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have to ask the good chairman, Mr. Speaker. In the middle of page 1, it says water sport toys. I understand that. But what does it mean, not designed primarily for navigation? I didn't know there was anything that was primarily designed for navigation. That's what you do. I'm just a little confused with that term.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what it really means is the watercraft that we are putting stickers on and inspecting for in aquatic invasive species, that basically are what those are. Those are the watercraft that we're putting stickers on, and these water sport toys are not included in that. That's what it is.
Mr. Speaker,
Chairman Illaway.
I understand what you're doing with the stickers. I'm trying to get you to say what is designed for navigation.
We're having difficulty navigating this point.
Yeah, exactly.
That was for your second time. Chairman Childers, that is an interesting point that is raised. Chairman Childers, I will give you one last time. Do you have anything else on concurrence? No? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 18. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbuto. Berger, Blake,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel, Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson, Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales, Hallinan, excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson. Philp, excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Anderson. Aye to no. Byrd. Aye to no. Illaway, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 ayes, 17 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 18. Chairman Lockhart, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On my right, your left, in the balcony, I'm going to ask two people to stand. It's Jerry and Cliff Kirk. And if they would stand, Jerry is my wife's beautiful younger sister who spent 2 terms as the Board of Trustees of the University of Wyoming, And the young man that's up there is her husband, and he's also chairman of the Game and Fish Commission, and he just heard how we concurred on invasive species and did the right thing. Let's give him a big hand. It's a I would like to think they came down to see us and hear me, but actually they came down because Jerry and Lynn's father's desk is in the Senate Minority Leader's office, and I'd encourage you to go see it. It's a beautiful reconditioned piece of furniture.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. That is a beautiful desk. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, would you come up, please? The House will stand at ease for a moment. We have some entertainment coming in.
Folks, when you exit your seats, be careful here. We got some drummers coming. So you're in for a special treat. We'll tell you more here in a minute. Hey, easy back there in the peanut gallery. Keep coming.
Chairman Anderson, would you come up, please?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have a very special treat today, probably the most unique entertainment we've had in some time here in the House, other than some of those folks from Goshen County. And I'm talking about the representatives from Goshen County. But I'd like to introduce you. All these youngsters are from Casper, and they're Oregon Trail School and Poison Spider School. And they're fourth grade through eighth graders. They have several teachers here today with them that have kind of helped, and some are chaperoning. They've taken tours around our historic sites. They're going to spend the night here in Cheyenne, tour the Capitol tomorrow and some other places. But I first want to recognize their teachers. Debbie LaChance is right over here. Stand up, Debbie. Debbie's taught for many, many years, since the school opened, actually, at Oregon Trail. And Janet Rogge. Janet is an instructional facilitator, longtime teacher. Where are you at, Janet? Brandy Carruthers is here also. Brandy, where are you at? She's waving back there. Another one of our teachers. Those are Oregon Trail folks. And then at Poison Spider, Sue Moore. Sue, where are you? Deanna Budak is here. And I got to tell you, my wife actually is a first grade teacher at Oregon Trail, and she's here. My wife, Becky, where are you at? Yeah. And before we get started, I know it's all about these guys, but it's not often we get folks down here from Casper. And as you know, they're number one on our license plates and number one in everybody's heart. But some of you guys who've been here a while, when I introduced my four children as little boogers, remember that from 8 years ago? And I finally kind of outlived that because most of you guys have left here. But my one little oldest one's at University of Wyoming. But I want to introduce you to two of my three. Megan is a ninth grader. Stand up. She's playing hooky today. And Josh. And Joshua is a seventh grader. He's playing hooky today. And then my little guy down here in the zebra skin, Jess, and so he's on the drums. But thanks. Okay, and you know, and I appreciate the speaker giving me the chair today, so I can keep talking for a little longer. But I want to introduce some more friends from Casper: Steve O'Neill and his wife Stephanie and their family. If you guys stand up there. Jarvis Bliss, good friend of mine, fellow teacher at Natrona County High School. Where are you at, Jarvis? Jarvis is a Cheyenne East boy, so he's been here lots of times. So. They were just over at the historic governor's mansion, and I think they found some graffiti that came from about 1960 or late 50s, somewhere in there. I don't know. Somebody run around over there. But anyway, and then I wanted to recognize another teacher who really taught a lot of these kids when they're in first and second grade. And she's retired now and drove up here today to see their performance, and that's Ellen Peacock. Ellen, are you here? There she is. And then finally now on with the show, and I want to, Joan Kingsolver has gotten this Ubuntu. I didn't say that right. Ubuntu. I said that right. Pretty close. It's a drumming group it's an African word that means everyone works to their best for the good of the group. And it's a unique musical performance, and these kids have it's a lot of energy and a lot of passion. They performed all over the place. They recently performed in Spokane to a national group of music educators. They do a lot of fundraisers, and I know they're very appreciative of support that we give schools, particularly transportation down here today to come here. And, you know, you guys out of beer all the time when I speak. It's pretty cool. I'd probably pass a few more amendments, get a few more bills passed here. But, and then I want to introduce you to kind of the latest Heart and Soul's got all these kids motivated and really doing a great job. And that's a veteran teacher in the Natrona County School District, and has been a teacher at these two schools, at Poison Spider and Oregon Trail, for the last 11 years, and that's Miss Joan Kingsolver. Okay, So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'll get off the mic, and you kids tear it up. Thanks for being here today in the People's House. Hey, Ms. Kingsolver, I think we got time for another one. I'm in the chair. Encore, let's go. Solver, I think we've got time for two more. So how about two more? Ms. Kingsolver, how about two more? We got time for two more. Two more songs. Oh. Well, do how many you want to do then. If you got one more, do one more.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. That was awesome. Okay, members. That's right. The speaker gave me the chair, and I'm going to stay in the chair, so thank you. But you're going to like what I do next. Are there any announcements before we adjourn? Are there any announcements? Chairman of the Joint Conference Committee, any announcements? Good to the order. I'll turn it over to the Minority Whip.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the House adjourn until tomorrow, Friday, March 5th at 10 o'clock a.m.
Hey, you've heard the announcement. All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. And I'm reminded by the chief clerk, if there's any other joint conference committee reports out there, let's please get those in. Do we have an announcement?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, the Conference Committee on Senate File 22 will meet as soon as the Senate is available in S-14.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Now, Representative Bonner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor. Just before we're out of here, all 4 weeks that we've been down here, my wife has been hearing how hard we work. So she came over this afternoon, just arrived, to catch this body hard at it. My wife, Sue, I'll say hello.
Welcome to the House, Sue. Any further announcements? Rep. Representative Byrd is on the floor. Okay, any further announcements? Or he's still got an announcement, I think, coming. Is he coming back? Okay, great. Do you have an announcement? Representative Byrd?
Privilege to the floor, please.
Please proceed.
I'm sure all of you know the former member of this body who I brought with me. So she just stopped by to say hello today and make sure that we were wrapping up things the way it should be.
Welcome to the House, Representative Byrd. Representative Byrd, Representative Byrd the first, would you like to address the body? Representative E. Byrd.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here this afternoon. I had really not intended to address the body, but I want to thank you for all your good work that you've done during this session. I know it's hard to make some of the decisions that you've made, and it's been easier for us. For others. But you know, that's the way the law goes, and that's the way the state goes. And you are serving the best state in the union, the state of Wyoming. And again, I thank you for your time. I thank you for your efforts. And I thank you for just being here, doing your very best. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Byrd, and you've certainly taught your son well. Thank you. Are there any further announcements? Further announcements. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.